A bill approved in the Senate Commerce and Tourism Committee nearly doubles the amount of available tax credits for film, TV, and video game producers to almost $600 million. It would be available for the next 6 years. But to silence objections in the House, the bill was amended to require big entertainment counties like Miami-Dade and Orange to kick in 10% in cash at the cost of the tax breaks that land within their borders. That cost the bill the support of Miami-Dade Senator Gwen Margolis.
The state is giving tax incentives, not money. But when you're asking local government to put up money, it's real money. And I think it's going to be chaotic. I think we're going to lose a very big industry.
But bill sponsor Nancy Dietert, a Republican from Venice, told Margolis cutting out the local matching funds would be a deal breaker for the House.
You're going to have nothing or you're going to have this.
A county spokesman said Miami-Dade supports the bill but wants more time to consider the local match requirement. The bill also has an additional credit for filmmakers who produce G-rated family-friendly fare with no sex, profanity, or smoking. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.